Psychological medical report, name Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T, first name Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-E-R-Y. Case number 1806397, examiner 54-C is in Charles, X is in Xerox, C is in Charles, Traverse City. Appointment date, April 5th, 2013. Complaints, Jeffrey Scott Barrett alleges disability due to narrowing of his spinal canal, degenerative disc disease, herniated discs, and pain and numbness in his legs, period. He goes on to report that he has muscle spasms, stomach issues, and his legs go numb and give out, and he feels like he's being stabbed in his feet, period. He states he also has degenerative disc disease, stenosis, and osteochondioma, O-S-T-E-O-C-H-O-N-D-I-O-M-A, of his left hip, period. He states there was removal of the osteochondioma of the left hip, but now it needs to be done again in, quotes, the exact same place because it grew back, unquotes, period. He states he has pain. It never is below a 6 on a scale from 6 to 10, with 10 being the worst, period. There are days that he will go and fall, quotes, go and fall on the floor at least once a day. I'm in tears because it's over 10, unquotes, period. He claims that his problems have gotten progressively worse since his late teenage years, period. Paragraph, he reports that throughout his life he has had depression off and on, period. And although he was participating and active in athletics and sports, his problems and pain increased as he aged, period. He states he was treated for his depression at the age of 12 when the school recommended it, and he was placed on Ritalin, quotes, and it made me violent, unquotes, period. He claims that kids would pick on him, jump, quotes, jump on me, dot, dot. I was sent to detention for mental problems, dot, dot. I had counseling. It only lasted 3 months, and the counselor said I didn't need it, unquotes, period. He states the reason he was sent to the counselor and in detention was because he was arguing and fighting, and this was found to be related to the Ritalin that he was being taken, so it was taken off, and he had no more problems, period. Currently, he states his depression is such that it is worsening, especially as his pain has increased, period. He states it has occurred and increased as he's gone from being able to work, doing hard labor in construction, mechanics, all around, heavy equipment operator, to doing nothing, unquotes, period. He claims now his symptoms are such that he doesn't want to live anymore because of the pain. He's gotten to the point where he passes out. He has crying spells, anger episodes, doesn't want to do things, period. He states that he has eating problems, lost over 100 pounds in the last 2 years, and was anorexic, getting sick to his stomach, period. Denies any digestive problems except, quotes, I wasn't fully digesting my foods, so they think it was something related to my health problems, unquotes, period. He sleeps poorly, is up every 2 hours, and stated that last night he didn't sleep at all because no matter how he was trying to lay down, quotes, I couldn't, I was in pain, unquotes, period. He states he procrastinates, but it's not on purpose, but it is, quotes, because of the pain, period. He does claim that he has outbursts of temper, and although he's been on Valium because of his pain, he finds himself becoming increasingly more irritable, crabby, and he isolates himself, period. He states in the last 15 to 20 years he has not had depression, but in the last 3 to 4 years his symptoms, as described above, have been worsening because he has been unable to work, period. He claims in the past when he was actively employed he would go for 6 months being okay and have the blahs for two to three days, but now, quotes, it's 6 months of the blahs and 2 to 3 days where things are okay, unquotes, period. According to information provided by Disability Determination Service, consisted of an urgent care record note dated 10/22 of 2009 by David Pastor, P-A-S-T-O-O-R, M.D. He was reported to have had low back pain since an adolescent, worsening by a football accident when he was 15 years of age. And 2009, he stepped into a gopher hole, twisted his back, increasing the pain, period. A history of osteochondroma was noted, which was removed from his left hip 2 years earlier, period. It is reported that he has been depressed at this time with poor appetite due to uncontrolled back pain and a loss of 10 to 12 pounds, period. Impression at that time was of chronic low back pain, anorexia with weight loss, and anxiety, period. Treatments and medications, paragraph. His primary care physician is Dr. Van den Neen, capital V-A-N-D-E-N, capital N-E-E-N, parentheses, question mark, close parentheses. And he goes on to describe that he's really, quote, my girlfriend's doctor. I've never seen him because I don't have money for insurance, period. The last time he saw his own primary care physician was in 2010, and it was a Dr. Pastor, P-A-S-T-O-O-R, at Mercy Hospital, quotes, downstate, unquotes, period. When asked about his past medical history, he states that he has, quote, seen doctors to look for remedies, unquotes, period. Review of Dr. Pastor's clinic record note of 10/22/2009 identifies excision of his osteochondroma of the left hip, comma, past medical history positive for chronic low back pain, comma, bipolar disorder and attention deficit disorder, period, paragraph. He denies any current counseling, period. He does admit that he went through Michigan Rehabilitation Services and was told that he should, quotes, go on disability, unquotes, and that the doctors would not sign off for him to be able to participate in any programming assistance or work, period, paragraph. Personal history, paragraph. He was born in Ludington, Michigan. He's the oldest of two siblings. Parents are alive, period. He was reared by both parents. States he had a good family life. Denies any history of physical or sexual abuse, period. He states that he applied to the Navy in 1998.
Nope, this far.
And was rejected because he was too tall, period. He claims he got depressed after he was denied admission into the Navy at the age of 18. And then he states, quotes, I got into some legal trouble. That started around 2000, unquotes, period. He states he's been arrested a few times for problems, including a B&E in 2000 when, quotes, I was with the wrong people and I wouldn't testify, so I got a year in jail and 4 years probation, period. He states he violated his probation, broke into a drugstore, and got 18 months of prison, period. He states that ended in 2005. He states that began in 2005 to 2007. He was let out on January 3rd, 2007. And then he was arrested for growing pot, spent 6 months in jail, period. He states the last legal problem, the arrest for growing pot, occurred in 2012, period. He claims that his current problems revolve around unpaid child support, period, paragraph. He went to the 10th grade, quit, got his GED, period. His longest employment lasted 8 to 9 months, where he worked at Pomps, P-O-M-P-S, Tire Service in 2004, period. He has not worked in the construction or done any work since he worked at a tree plant service, last working 2009 and 2010, period. Paragraph. He was married less than a year in 2010, left, and has been divorced April of 2012, period. He has 7 children, a newborn with his girlfriend, fiance of 1.5 years, as well as a 5-year-old, 7-year-old, 8-year-old, 10-year-old, 11- and 12-year-old, period. He states his other children are by 4 different mothers, period. Paragraph. He denies any substance abuse, states that he last had 2 beers a day ago for a birthday, which was, quotes, the first I'd had in 2 years, period. He smokes 5 to 10 cigarettes per day, quotes, tops, unquotes, period, paragraph. Social. He states that he primarily socializes with his children, sitting, watching them play in the park, wishing that he could join them, period. He states this happens perhaps once a week, months every other week, when he is not feeling, quotes, bad, unquotes, period. He does go to church, but has not recently because he can't sit, can't get up and move, period. He states, however, that his pastor is regularly involved in their lives on a social basis, period. He claims that he tries to visit with his family, including his uncle, his dad, his girlfriend, and his and that his baby and his kids are what, quote, keeps me going, unquote, period. He claims that he prefers to be with someone in case his legs give out, period. He claims that he doesn't like being around people because he hurts, he's always crabby, and he hates explaining why he has to leave, period. He states he doesn't get along very well with authority figures, period. He is with his girlfriend of 1.5 years, who he considers to be his fiancée, period. Paragraph, his interaction with the examiner was one of being cooperative, period. He was anxious, comma, pressured, comma, complaining of pain, period. Paragraph. Interest, paragraph. He states that he doesn't have any hobbies, has given up what he considers to have been, quotes, me as an outdoor person, dot, dot, I used to hunt and fish, but I don't have the patience anymore, period. Unquotes. He watches television but doesn't like it very much, period. He doesn't do much else. Occasionally reads a little and tries to visit with his family, and that his children and his baby and his girlfriend are what, quotes, keeps me going, period. Paragraph. Activities, paragraph. He states that he is homeless, has been for, quotes, a long time, unquotes. And this is due to his lack of money and income, period. He does have DHS food stamps, period. He's living in a rundown camper trailer provided by his family, period. States he goes between his family and his girlfriend's home, period. As far as personal care goes, he states he loses his balance, has to sit frequently when he's trying to dress, relies on his fiancée to help him bathe. Period. He's able to care for everything else, although his girlfriend usually helps him to tie his shoes. Period. His girlfriend is living with her mother, and he spends a lot of time, quotes, with her and her mother, dot, dot, because my daughter is with her, unquotes, period. He states that he has to use an alarm or a phone, or somebody will remind him to take his medications when he has it. Period. He prepares limited meals. Period. He relies on his girlfriend and her mother to prepare meals, period. His family will go to the store for him, period. He states he will still try to, but it's not easy for him because his legs give out, period. He states it's not easy for him to accept help or anybody doing things for him, period. He states he needs a lot of encouragement and moral support because it is so demoralizing to him to not be able to do these things himself, period, paragraph. He states he got up yesterday at 5:30, had stomach cramps that started, and, quotes, they were the worst, dot, dot. I had to use the bathroom, and I laid around till I could move, unquote, period. He states after a while, he tried to eat, but, quotes, I couldn't eat until dinner, unquote, period. He states he only usually eats once per day, period. He does state that in the past, he took THC pills, which helped him considerably with his appetite, but he no longer has these, period. Right. Yesterday, he visited with his daughter and his girlfriend for about 6 hours, period. His dad brought him over to his girlfriend's house to visit, period. He returned to his dad's where he had been staying initially and visited there for 3 to 4 hours and then returned to his camper, period. He slept for 2 hours and then around 6 o'clock, he had supper because, quotes, it was their birthday, dot, dot, but I couldn't eat the cake. So I left because I got sick, unquote, period. He states he returned to his camper, period. Then his cousin came and got him. No, returned to his camper, period. He states he eventually went to bed at 8:30, period. He states his cousin came and got him this morning to drive him to his girlfriend's, and from there he showered, and his girlfriend and her mother then drove him to this appointment this morning, paragraph. Behavioral observations, paragraph. He came to the examination on time. His girlfriend and her mother had driven him, period. He was 6'8", 260 pounds, appropriately dressed to the weather, with jeans, sweatshirt, ball cap, period. His face was very reddened, period. His hair was brushed. He had a beard, mustache, dark circles under his eyes, was quite flushed, period. He was up and down numerous times, complaining of pain, stating that at this point in time it was now, quotes, a 7 or an 8, unquote, and that it was described as a constant stabbing in the bottom of his feet, period. Ambulated with difficulty, paragraph. He was in contact with reality. Self-esteem was low. Motor activity was heightened, comma. He was uneasy, distressed, complained of physical pain, period. He was serious, attempted to be and was cooperative, semicolon. He expresses increased dependence, loss of autonomy, comma, poor to variable motivation, does not appear to exaggerate or minimize symptoms, period. Insight is low, extreme mental activity. He was spontaneous, logical, relevant, goal-directed, had difficulty helping maintaining focus and attention, period. Mental trend, he denied any hallucinations, delusions, or psychotic trend or thought, thoughts controlled by others, period. He does endorse worthlessness, stating that he feels embarrassed, at a loss, because, quotes, I used to be able to do for my family, myself, and now I can't, unquote, period. He denies any suicidal ideation or attempts, period. He complains of sleep disturbances, chronic pain, weight loss, poor appetite, weakness, fatigue, period. Please see complaint section. Emotional, he was depressed and anxious, near tears on several occasions, quite sad, distressed with a furrowed brow, period. Affect was constricted, sensorium oriented as a time, place, and person. Forward 7-8, backward 5-6, recent 1 out of 3, presence Obama, Bush, and Clinton, birthday 12-11-82, I'm 30. Sunrise East, weeks 52, cities, Los Angeles, New York, Grand Rapids, Detroit, Dallas. People, Robin Williams, Adam Sandler, current events, no, I don't watch, period. I did hear that kid died, period. I don't watch too much because it's stressful. Calculation, he loses track, has difficulty concentrating, period. Throughout the exam, including calculations, it is noted that questions must be repeated several times. He takes an inordinately long period of time to concentrate, focus, and render answers, period. 4 plus 5, 9. 6 people recorded $1.50. 2, 75 divided by 5, 55. Period. Serial 7s done hesitantly with 3 errors and numerous self-corrections. Spilled milk. It's trivial. It's not a big deal. Similarities and differences. Bush and a tree. Their plants. Different ones tall, one short. Orange and a banana. Their fruits. Different. Different flavors. Envelope. Put it back in the mailbox. Fire. Try to organize a quick evacuation, period. Notify people and pull the alarm. When asked how he would notify them, he states he would go to the manager. Future plans. I always wanted to go to Alaska, but it's not going to happen because of my health. Diagnosis. Axis 1. Anxiety disorder, capital NOS, 300.00, paragraph. Depressive disorder, capital NOS, 311, paragraph. Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, capital NOS, 294.1, axis 2, non-axis 3, chronic pain, comma, spinal stenosis, comma, degenerative disc disease, comma, herniated disc, comma, pain, numbness in legs, comma, history of osteochondroma, paragraph, stressors, chronic pain, comma, loss of functioning from previously higher level, comma, increased dependence on others, comma, unable to, homeless, comma, chronic medical conditions. Go back up under axis 2 and insert, and change that from none to personality traits associated with antisocial, comma, dependent traits. Okay, axis 5, GAF, colon, 55, prognosis guarded, paragraph, he is able to manage his own funds, date first and last seen, April 5th, 2013, medical source, paragraph, claimant, while able to process one and two-part directives, does so with, in the context of variable performance due to the presence of chronic pain affecting his ability to sustain and maintain consistent attention, focus, concentration, period. Paragraph. Sign off. Margaret K. Capone, I'm a PhD licensed psychologist. Yeah. Thank you for typing.